Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 28, question 75. How is it signified and sealed unto thee in the Holy Supper that thou dost partake of the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits? Thus, that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, and has joined therewith these promises. First, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup communicated to me. And further, that with his crucified body and shed blood, he himself feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life, as certainly as I receive from the hand of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord, which are given me as certain tokens of the body and blood of Christ. Question 76. What does it mean to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but moreover also to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are by one soul. And question 77. Where has Christ promised that he will thus feed and nourish believers with his body and blood, as certainly as they eat of this broken bread and drink of this cup? In the institution of the supper, which says, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And this promise is also repeated by St. Paul, where he says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Amen. Obviously, this is a rich and detailed portion of the Catechism, and obviously we'll hear a little bit more about these topics when we come to the administration of the Lord's Supper. But I did want to call your attention particularly to what it says in the answer to question 76, when eating the crucified body and drinking the shed blood of Christ means, first, embracing with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and in that way obtaining the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but then also to be so united to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that even though there's a physical distance between us, even though he's in heaven and we are on earth, yet we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. And you can hear the Lord Jesus addressing us in similar language in John chapter 6, when he says, John 6:54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. This is the glorious promise that we embrace, that we acknowledge, that we understand from the Lord's Supper, that we are truly made partakers of Christ with all of the blessings, all of the benefits that implies to us: forgiveness of sins, eternal life, union to him. We are incorporated into the Lord Jesus Christ.